Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he will give Ukraine $15 billion in financial aid. That deal also includes a one-third cut in gasoline prices. The deal deepens the ties between Russia and Ukraine, and it comes amidst growing protests by millions of Ukrainians. They want to move away from Russia and towards the European Union. Matthew Rojansky is watching the political unrest in Russia. He's director of the Kennan Institute at the Wilson Center. Hello.
Hi, happy to be with you.
Why did Ukrainian President Yanukovych sign this $15 billion deal with Russia?
Well, in a sense, Yanukovych had no choice. He had already suspended negotiations with the European Union for two reasons. One, of course, that the European Union's conditions for this association agreement, which would have delivered a lot of long-term benefits for Ukraine, but very little short-term financing, were for more transparency and, frankly, democratic reform. And he's not really interested in committing to that at this point. The second reason is because he assessed and his government insisted that Ukraine needed at least $20 billion in the very short term to stave off a major debt crisis, and I think they're right about that, and that in the longer term they were looking at a much larger amount, maybe up to $200 billion, to try to implement the kind of economic reform the EU had in mind. And, you know, those amounts simply were not forthcoming, so Russia remained the only external option. He even went to Beijing and was unable to get the money he needed from China.
What's been the reaction from the opposition?
Well, obviously, they're not happy. It won't surprise you if I say that the street protests have gained in frustration and momentum as a result of this. I think it's the sense that the same people who felt sold out by the government's suspension of the EU negotiations last month feel even more sold down the river or up the river to Moscow by this meeting and the announcement that the Russians are bailing Ukraine out, because let's be frank, the Kremlin is not doing this out of the goodness of its heart. There are conditions here. We don't know exactly what those are, but we can guess, and none of those guesses are good for Ukrainian independence.
Have the protests in the streets of Kiev lessened at all? It seems that they're growing.
No, I think if anything, the macro move here is towards more and more frustration, a hardening of positions on the official side and on the side of the street protesters. Some people have said, and I think Yanukovych has got to be thinking this, well, these will all die out as we get closer to the holidays, which in the Orthodox world is actually early January rather than late December. But in any case, you know, it's cold on the street. People want to go home and be with their families. They'll stop protesting. And I think that's actually very unlikely. I think people who at this point have been on the streets for a month in tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands at various times, they've already given up a lot. Some of them have given up completely on jobs. I know people personally who've done that. They're not going anywhere until they get some satisfaction for what they want, and that means reform. It probably means some kind of compromise government or transitional government. They want early elections. They may not get that. They want Yanukovych to step down. They probably won't get that. And they want Ukraine to sign back up to this deal with the European Union. You know, if Yanukovych wants to get the money from Moscow that he's been promised, it's pretty clear that's off the table.
Matthew Rojansky, are we seeing a revolution?
I don't think it's a revolution yet. I mean, I've written that this is the not yet revolution. It's not like 2004 when people turned out in droves on the street, highly organized, highly coordinated with the political leadership of the opposition. Here, the people who are demonstrating on the street are frankly angry and frustrated with everyone. They don't love the political opposition. They're not on the street demanding that Yulia Tymoshenko, the former prime minister who has been in jail now for 2 years, be released. They're demanding change in this government. They're demanding an end to corruption, and they're demanding a European future for the country. But there are very few politicians who really, in a meaningful way, represent that. Even the opposition politicians are seen as being feckless and corrupt. They're mostly multimillionaires on their own. Some of them got that money through very opaque circumstances. So you're not in a position where there's a clear kind of leadership and a clear trajectory to this. What you really have is just a tremendous amount of bottom-up dissent and dissatisfaction in the society, which can be manipulated.
There are about 15 months, I believe, before the next Ukrainian elections. What's the likelihood that political change will happen before that?
Yeah, that is a very difficult question to put odds on. But if I had to guess, by February of 2015, which is when the first round of the next presidential election is scheduled for, that's when Yanukovych comes up either to be elected to a second term or sent packing, he is going to have to deliver some major new accomplishments above and beyond this bailout from Russia, which is very short term, even to retain support from his base. And his base is viewed as state employees, you know, major factory employees, and particularly people in the south and east of the country, which is the Russian-speaking, a majority Russian-speaking region. That's where he's from, the Donbass coal mining region. Even to keep support from those folks who also are frustrated by the corruption and the ineffectiveness of the government, he's going to have to come up with a lot more than a short-term bailout of $20 billion. And it's just not clear where that's going to come from.
Matthew Wojcinski is director of the Kennan Institute at the Wilson Center. Thank you for explaining this for us.
No problem. Happy to be with you.
This is The Record on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.